Hello.
Hi, Leo. I'll be here in just a minute.
Oh, okay, very good. Nice to hear your voice. Good morning.
Good morning. Where are the others?
I'm calling them. I expect they'll turn up.
Okay.
Very good.
היי.
היי, לאה, מה שלומך?
ברוך השם.
יופי.
מה
עלייך? זה בסדר, סוזן לא ענתה, וזה מאוד מוזר, וגם דליה לא.
היי?
אז מאוד מוזר, וסוזן תמיד.
כן.
הראשונה. או, דליה, no, דליה's not there either. I'll call them again. אני אתחיל, אולי תקרי לדליה ואני אקרא לסוזן.
הנה, דליה פה, לא?
היי, דליה? I think so. אני רואה אותה לפחות.
כן, כן.
דליה פה וסוזן לא עונה. סוזן בטח יש לה בעיה במחשב או משהו כזה. כי אחרת אתה עונה לנו. רגע, אני אתקשר אליה.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, good, we got you. Wonderful. And we've just lost Dahlia.
Oh.
Okay. Is Dahlia with us today?
I think so.
Okay, so you're back, you're here, Leia's here, Dahlia. Would somebody like to call Dahlia?
I'll call Dahlia.
Bless you, thanks. No, Ilonta. Maybe she's not here today. אנחנו מתחילים בקוף א', נכון?
כן.
אני חושבת שקוף א' וקוף ב', כאילו, הולכים ביחד. זה עדיף ככה להתחיל עם המלכות. כי עכשיו אנחנו מתחילים בעניין של או חוזר או ישר.
There was no answer, Italius.
I think she can't be here, or she's on her mobile or something.
I called her cell phone, and there was no answer, so...
Oh.
So she may have a meeting, yeah.
Yeah, okay, very good. All right, let's start with the Tfilah of the Ari.
Okay.
Ribon Olamim, Vadone Adonim, Av Rachaman Vaslichot. מודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו בקידה ושתחוויה שקרבתנו לתורתך ולעבודתך עבודת הקודש ונתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה מה אנו ומה חיינו אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה על כן אנחנו מפעילים תחנוננו לפניך שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ועוונותינו ועל יועבונותינו מבדילים בינינו לביניך. וכן יועצה...
בקידה?
כן.
אנדי?
Hello.
כן, לאה? אודי. וכן יהי רצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, שתכונן לבבנו ליועצך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לבבנו הערל בסודות תורתך, ויהיה לימודנו זה נחת רוח לפני כיסא כבודך קרח ניחוח. ותציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו בכל בחינתנו, ושיתנוצצו ניצוצות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר ידם גילית דבריך אלה בעולם. וזכותם, וזכות אבותם, וזכות תורתם, ותמימותם, וקדושתם, יעמוד לנו, ולבל נקשר בדברים אלו. ובזכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים, כמאמר נעים זמירות ישראל, גל עיניי ועביצה נפלאות מתורתך. כי אדוני ייתן חוכמה מפיו דעת ותבונה. יהיו לו רצון לפניך, ויגון לבי לפניך,
אז תיקח את הטלפון של שמעון, אני חושבת ש...
Thank you, Dita. Can you read soon?
Amen. Okay, kol beseder?
Ken.
Okay, how about you, Leah? All right? I don't know. Okay, we better begin.
Dahlia's calling me, so I'm just going to see what's happening.
All right, very good. And Leah.
Hi, Dahlia.
Disappearing.
Okay, great. If you have any problem, you're welcome to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay, what's happening with Dahlia?
So she is, she had to reboot her computer because she was having internet problems.
Oh, I'm so, wondering if it's the same with Leah because she just keeps disappearing as well.
Well, Leah always has, like, her internet is a little bit less. Yeah, I mean, she and Dahlia both seem to have less reliability with their internet, but Dahlia's going to try on her cell phone if she can't get it on her computer.
Okay.
And Andy's there to help Leia, so.
Okay, I mean, that's why, yeah. Okay. All right, so we better just begin.
I think so.
All right. Kuf Aleph.
Kuf Aleph.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on page Ayin Vav.
Oh. Got that far.
We did, actually. Yeah, we did loads last week. Oh, hi, Dahlia. Well done. Okay, but I know she's there, so...
We know she's there.
Yeah, so I assume she's hearing. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We don't hear you, Dahlia, but we hope you hear us.
Yeah.
Okay, Kuf Aleph.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm on my telephone.
Yay, okay. There you are.
Good.
But it's, yeah, I don't have
We're starting... We're starting on Kuf Aleph, which is on page Ayin Vav.
Right.
Okay.
Ein or Yeshar, Bekli Malchut, Ela or Choser Bilvad. Kuf Aleph. Omnam Inyan or Hamalchut Ha'amor, Hen Ha'or Sheba, Vehen Ha'or Shebeklal Mimena, Be Tesha Shfirot Ha'rishonot, Eino Ela or Choser, Ki kvar yadata, She mitzimtzum ve'elach, Na nit have masach, Bes sfirat hamalchut, Ve'ein or ein sof, Mit kabel sham, Ela she naase sham, Mipat pgishat or ein sof, Bemasach hahu, Inyan shel zivug, va'az yotze ve'ole, or hadash mehamasach she b'malchut, ha-mechuna b'shem or choser. Umeir ad le-sfirat ha-keter l'mala, v'nimtza malbish mimata l'mala, al kol eser ha-sfirot kulan, V'rak ba'ofen zeh, hi nimset nichlelet b'chol sfira me tesha sfirot harishonot.
Mm-hmm. However, the issue of the Or Malchut, as I said, both the light which is in it and the light which is included within it in the first nine sfirot, is only Or Choser. We already know that from Tzimtzum and onwards, there is a masach on the Sfirat of the Malchut. and the Orville Ein Sof is not received there, but it becomes there because of the meeting of the light of the Ein Sof on that Masach and the issue of the Zivug. It goes forth and raises up and goes forth a new light from the Masach of the Malchut, which is called by the name of returned light. And this shines all the way up to the Sphira of Keter above. And we find that it enclothes, like acts as a garment, from below to above for all the 10 Sphirot. And only in this way is it found to be included in every single Sphira of the first 9 Sphirot, as we spoke above. Okay.
Okay.
I think we just have to move on and then we'll see how it works.
Okay.
All right. Susan, want to read another one?
Sure.
Okay.
Hamalkut nevchenet leketer shel eser sfirot de oryesh orchoser. Kuf bet. Umitok ashe sfirat hamalkut. He hamakor leorcha chadash hamamur, v'kol makor nivchen b'shem Keter. Aha! So that's why it has the name Keter.
Yeah.
The Okay. Lefichach nivchenet hamalchut lesfirat Keter shel haorcha chadash hahu. No wonder we get confused. V'ha-sfira she-lifneha dehainu yesod nivchenet le-chochma shel ha-or ha-chadash. V'she-lifnei pneha dehainu chod nivchenet le-bina ad she-ha-keter ha-elyon nivchen ata bivchinat malchut. Dehainu bivchinat ma shemekabel mehaor hachadash haamor.
That's right.
Wow.
Okay, if you remember, in the picture in the Pticha l'Chochmat Kabbalah, you can actually see how it shows that graphically. Hi, Leah. Boker Tov. Ra'inu ma shekara.
Lo shamat otach.
Ah? At shamat oti?
Do you hear us? We hear you,
Leah.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. So we can only. Okay, Yofi. So Nachno Bukuf Bet.
Okay,
okay. So if we look in the picture,
in the picture.
If we look in the picture on page. They've got a significant delay on theirs. They're sort of echoing miles late.
Leah, whenever Yedida says something, we hear it again from your side echoed back. So maybe you...
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Do you want... You're welcome to come here if you want to.
Okay. אז
יום נעים, שבת שלום. יום נעים, ושבת שלום, ואני אקליט לך.
שבת שלום.
תודה רבה, ידידה.
אוקיי, בסדר. Yeah, it was all too much today.
Yeah.
Okay, not to worry.
That picture, I remember that it shows the reverse order, but it's only in a piece of the, it's only in a part of the chart that,
yeah, well, you can't show it in the whole thing, I guess.
But in reality, it encompasses the whole thing.
Everything, yeah, because absolutely the Or Chozer is actually present in every aspect of the Partsuf. The Or Chozeh actually takes the place of the Malchut and acting as a vessel.
Right.
It's the aspect of the Malchut which actually acts as the vessel instead of the Malchut, instead of the original Malchut. So it's a consequence of the Malchut, and it actually acts as the vessel for the Malchut, for the light to go into it.
What do you mean by that it acts like a vessel?
It absolutely does, yeah.
How do you mean that?
The reason for receiving something, okay, changes from receiving for the sake of receiving, which would be the original Malchut, to receiving for the sake of giving. Okay, so if we take the parable of the host and the guest, the original reason why anybody would eat anything is because he's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that original reason has to be present. You can't have this whole situation of the host and the guest unless the guest is actually hungry. Because if he's not hungry and he just says no thank you to the host, that's because he's really not hungry. So there's no work. He's not doing anything. He's not giving anything to the guest, to the host, I'm sorry. This whole situation of the host and the guest only works because the guest is actually hungry. Okay. So the guest could receive the food because he's hungry. Instead of which, that would be the original Malchut. Instead of which, he puts a masach on the Malchut and gives the light back. And why does he do that? Because he prefers to be in affinity of form with the host than to be in difference of form. Because if the host is giving and he's receiving, he's in difference of form.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts a masach on his hunger and he says to the host, no thank you. Now, you might say that's not actually giving, but at least he's in affinity of form. Okay, he's not separating himself. He's giving back the light, the Or Chozeh. Now, as he's giving back that light, that Or Chozeh, a new dynamic sets up between the host and the guest. The host increases his desire to give, okay, and shows very plainly that his real desire is to give to the guest. The guest also comes to understand that the best way that he can give to his host is to fulfill the host's desire, which is to allow him to give to him. Now, he uses it of the fact that he gave back. Now, the fact that he originally gave back that light allowed this new situation to come about. That through his giving back, we have the will to receive for the sake of giving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That whole situation could not have come about if the guest had straight away agreed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole dynamic, if you trace it back, started off with the refusal of the guest just to eat for the sake of his own hunger. Likewise, in any situation, when the Malchut is Mishtokek, something is wanting, okay, and the light comes, if it puts a masach on its on itself, it doesn't receive the light. If you, there's a whole new series of consequences which happen as a result, which ultimately enable it to receive the light for the sake of giving. If you trace it all back, you find that it was that original masach which did the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why he's saying that malchut is a keter. Malchut is a root of something. Malchut is an origin of something.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it's the origin of this whole new dynamic, which is called Or Chozer and Or Chozer HaMalbish. It's the returned light, and the returned light which actually enables the direct light of God to be held in a way which is positive. Now, we can take an example from Yahadut. We can, for example, how do we make Pesach? The first thing we do is we refrain from chametz to such an extent that we spend a month cleaning our houses out of chametz before we begin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're putting a masach on our desire to eat pasta and biscuits and cakes and I don't know what else. Okay? And mm-hmm. as a consequence, we are able to receive the special light of Pesach. So far, so good?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Great. Excellent.
But when the Malchut becomes the Makor, which means that we call it Keter, because Keter is the name we give to any Makor.
Absolutely.
But then does that mean that whenever we're reading about Keter anywhere, we have to ask, is this the Keter that's on the top or the Keter that's on the bottom? In other words, is this the Keter of Or Yashar or the Keter of Or Chozer? We have to ask that question. Or do we assume it's usually the Keter of Or Yashar unless we're having a discussion of Or Chozer, in which case we know that Keter really means Malchut?
I think the answer is that he's usually referring to Or Yashar,
right,
when he says Keter. That's my understanding so far.
Uh-huh.
However, there have been moments when I've been struggling with Talmud Esther Sfirot where I have wondered whether I got it all upside down.
Well, you know what we can say? I remember somewhere in my understanding that there's just this, always this relationship, a very strong parallel from the Keter to the Malchut and the Malchut the Keter. So it's that dynamic relationship that can, that it's like the, they both can interchange sort of thing. So it's the whole, I'm not sure if I'm explaining it right, but it just like that, that's, that the Keter is in the Malchut and the Malchut is in Keter side of thing. They have to be interrelated to each other all the time.
They definitely have to be interrelated. Nevertheless, Rabbi Ashlag writes right at the beginning of the Talmud of Sfirot that the Or de Chochma is infinitely more important than the Or de Chasadim. Mm. So in other words, that the light which comes from God is infinitely more important than the light that we're able to give back with our puny efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I do think that mostly, unless it says otherwise, when it says Keter, it usually means Keter of Or Yashar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. And I think it's safe to assume that.
Uh-huh.
For the most part. If, however, you're in a situation where it doesn't seem to be working, then try the other way around. What can I tell you?
But it is helpful just to realize that Keter means a source. It means
exactly.
Closeness to the source of whichever kind of light we're talking about.
Yes, exactly. That's quite
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Chochmah is the one that comes from Keter.
Right.
Whichever way round it goes.
Exactly.
Exactly right. Exactly. So should I translate that, Kufbet? I think you got it anyhow. I don't remember translating it. Should I translate it?
No, we did. Okay. It's good to hear the translation,
All
if
right.
you don't mind.
Okay. Malchut is designated as the Keter of Esser Sfirot of Or Chozer. Since the Sfirot of Malchut is the source of this new light, and every source is given the name of Keter, therefore, the Malchut is designated as the Sfira of Keter of this new light. And the Sfira, which is before it, which is Yesod, is designated as Chochmah of the new light. And the one before that, which is Hod, is designated as Bina, all the way up to the highest Keter, which is designated as Malchut.
Good.
That's right. That is according to what is received from this new light. Okay. Dalia, would you like to read Kufbet? Or is it difficult on your telephone?
No, I'm standing in front of my computer. I don't have internet. Oh, I do have all of a sudden internet access. My computer is kind of weak with internet, so I'm doing it on telephones. But I'm sitting in front of with my computer.
It looks like there's two Kufbets, one under the other.
Oh, yes.
So we want the second.
The second Kufbet, yes. Oh, gosh, yes. I've never noticed that before. Okay.
Esser Sfirot Or Yashar Hen Mimala Lamata. V'hine Nitba'er Sheyesh Lanu Lavchin B'chol Madriga Shel Esser Sfirot Sheyesh Sham Bet Malachim Shel Esser Sfirot Dahainu Mahalach Sfirot Nimshachot Mi Ein Sof Bochu Mimala Lamata Miketer ad Malchut, Vehen Shinikraot Eser Svirot Shel Or Yashar. Liotan Liordot Bioser Mimala Lamata. El Seder Amadriga. Klumar Mina Kli Hazach Laav Mimeno. Umisham El Hayoter Av Ad Lemalchut Ava Mikulam.
And what we've explained. We have to discern in every level of ten sfirot that there are two processes of ten sfirot. That is, a process of ten sfirot which come from the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, from above to below, from the Keter to the Malchut, and these are called the Esser Sfirot of Or Yashar, because they come down straight from above to below, stage by stage. That is to say, from the purest vessel to the most opaque. And from there, I translated that wrongly. Liotan yodot yoshemi mala lamata, since they come down from above to below, one by one. That is to say, min hakli azach l'av mimenu. From the purest vessel to the one which is more opaque from it, and from there el hayoter av, from that one to more opaque, ad lamalchut ha'ava mikulam, until the malchut which is the most opaque of them all. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So that's straightforward. Do you want to do kufgimel?
Okay. Esser Sfirot Or Chozer hen mimata lamala. Ve'od yesh lanu sham mahalach bet shel Esser Sfirot hanimshachot misfirot hamalchut mimata lamala. Dainu misfirot hamalchut ad sfirot haketer. Asher hamalchut naset amakor leor hachadash hazeh. Ve'en nikrat yud Esser Sfirot Or Chozer. הנקראות כן להיותן מושפעות ובאות להפך מסדר המדרגה. כלומר שאינו נמשך והולך מהכלי הזך אל האב, שמקבל האחרון הוא היותר אב, אלא בהפך, שנמשך והולך מהכלי האב ביותר אל זה שאינו אב כל כך, עד שמקבל האחרון הוא הזך ביותר, ואם כן נקד שמאיר ממטה למעלה.
Okay. We also have there a second process of ten sefirot, which is drawn from the sefirot of Malkut, from below to above. That is, from the sefirot of Malkut to the sefirot of Keter. So the Malkut becomes the source for this new light, which is called ten sefirot of Or Chozer, and is designated so since it is comes in the opposite order of the Madriga. That is to say, it is not drawn from its purest vessel to its Av, in that the last receiver is the most Av, but the opposite, that is drawn and goes from the most Av vessel to the one which is not so Av, until it comes to the most pure of all. And therefore it is designated as it shines from below to above.
I thought above meant closer to the Ein Sof.
That's true.
Okay, so it works. I mean, yeah. It's true that way.
It's great. Yeah, always. Above is always closer to the Ein Sof.
Okay.
So do you want me to read that again? I don't think I read it so well.
It sounded okay.
All right, so it just goes from the most, the Or Chozer goes from the most Av to the most Zach, right. From below to above. Okay, so it works in the opposite way. That's basically all it's saying here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, Susan, want to read the next one?
Okay. Kasher Or Chozer de Yesod.
No, one before that. Kol
ha-sfirot
de Or Chozer.
Oh, okay. Kol ha-sfirot de Or Chozer ha-ba'ot be-tesha sfirot de Or Yeshar ovrot derech ha-malchut. Kuf Dalet. Vehine inyan hitkalalut ha-sfirot she-bi'arnu lemala be-seder eser ha-sfirot de Or Yeshar Asher mikoach she'ein ha-eder beruchani, v'kol ha'era ha-overet b'makom nisharet b'kol shlemuta sham, afilu achar she'ne'ataka l'makom she'ni, she'mishum ze nivchan Beyetziat eser sfirot to or yashar, asher kol eser hasfirot yishanan beketer, v'tesha bechokma, v'shmona bebina v'chule. Kanal. Hare meoto hata'am nivchan kedvar hazeh, gam beeser hasfirot de or chozer, she be. Behayot shekan naasit sfirat hamalchut, livchinat hamakor el haor hachozer haze, hare nivchan lanu bishvil ze, shekol bechina shel or chozer, hamagia lesfirot haelyonot bimena, muchracha laavor be makuma shel hamalchut. Shehare hamalchut hi ha motzia et bechinat haor hahu mikoach hamasach shala u me mizdaveg im or ein sof ha pugash b'masach hahu ha pugash masach hahu.
The issue of the inclusion of all the sefirot of Or Chozer, which come in the nine sefirot of Or Yeshar, pass through the Malkut.
Can you say that again? All the light of the Or Yosef.
Yes, I need to say that again. I also need to think about that. All the Sviot of Or Jose, Habaot Batesha Sviot Or Yashal, which come in the Or Yashal, pass through the Malchut. Yes, that's okay. Look, if Malchut is the origin of Or Jose, and actually every single Svira has Or Jose in it, okay? Because every single Svira can only catch, if you like, the Or Yashar by virtue of the fact that the Or Jose is clothing it, is giving it its framework, okay? So therefore, they all have to have their origin in the Malchut. Like all the Or Yashar which we get has its origin in Keter. In a similar way, all the Or Chozer, which is in every single Sfira, and it has to be in every single Sfira, because otherwise how would the Or Yashar be there at all? It has to have started from the Malchut.
Okay. That's okay. Something it's like what we read in Kuf Gimel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
The issue of the inclusion of the Sfirot, which we explained above in regarding the 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar, from the point of view that because there is no lacking in spirituality, and every illumination which goes through any place stays in all its perfection there, even after it's then moved on to the next place, it still stays in the first place. That because of this, we discern in the 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar that there are all 10 Sfirot in Keter, because if we remember, first Keter has Nefesh, and then it's got Nefesh and Ruach, and then it's got Nefesh, Ruach and Neshama, and then it's got Nefesh, Ruach and Neshama, Chayin Yechida. Okay, and then, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you see, it's got all 10 Sfirot are in Keter. So there's Keter of Keter, Chochmah of Keter, Bina of Keter, Tiferet of Keter, Malchut of Keter. There are 9 in Chochmah, there are 8 in Bina. All right. If you actually to draw it out as a chart, that's what you see.
Mm-hmm.
And now, for the same reason, this matter is also to be found in the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer. Because since the Sfirot of Malchut becomes the source of this returned light, we find that because of that fact, every aspect of returned light which arrives in the Sfirot, which are higher than it, has first to have started from Malchut. Has also got to have started from the Malchut and go through every single Sfirot till it gets there. Okay? And each place, it leaves its mark. So the Malchut is what brings forth the aspect of that returned light because of its masach, which makes the zivug with the Or Ein Sof, which when it meets that masach. Okay, so if you've got Malchut, okay, so Malchut would be mostly Or Jose. It would have Keter of Or Jose, Chochmah of Or Jose, Bina of Or Jose, Tiferet of Or Chozer, and Malchut of Or Chozer, have all of them.
Mm-hmm. So the Malchut of the Malchut receives Or Chozer?
It's only got Or Chozer, yeah.
But it receives it.
Since all light comes from the Ein Sof, then yes. Yes, yes. You can say that it receives Or Chozer, yes. And that's actually called Nefesh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was asking myself the question, the intensity of the quality of life of life Or Yashar and Or Chozer is similar, or is Or Chozer weaker?
Weaker.
Weaker. Okay.
Yeah. This is the whole problem that we have, because if the joy of giving was as strong as the joy of receiving, we would have no trouble.
And we wouldn't have free choice, then, we're saying. This causes a free choice
Sort of thing. They obviously do balance, but they don't balance in an obvious way. They don't balance in an obvious way. I mean, you know, our ego shouts and our soul whispers. Mm-hmm. And it's harder to listen to the whisper of the soul than it is to listen to the shouting of the ego.
Right, right. Can you try to call me, because I worked on so I can get my internet, so I don't want to spend an hour on my telephone. So can you try to phone me now?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, is that okay?
Yeah, do you hear me?
Perfect. Yeah, that's great.
All right, because I didn't have internet this month, so I can close.
I think that's what was the problem with Leia.
There was an internet problem.
Yeah.
So I just closed it. When I close everything out, so just as you know, I just take out all the plugs and took everything out and close the computer, start all over again, and then it comes back. That's what happened.
Yeah, that was good.
So, okay, no, because it's so expensive on that telephone. Okay.
Oh.
Bye. Okay, good. Here I am.
Great.
So, and all 10 of the Sfirot in Malchut get the Or Chozer.
Yes.
And 9 of them in
Yesod.
In Zeron. Oh, Yesod. Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. But, And then 8 in Hod.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Exactly. In fact, that's exactly what he's going to say.
But of the ones that, let's say, are in Yesod, which is the one that doesn't get the Or Chozer? It's the Keter of Yesod that doesn't get it? Or the Malchut of Yesod that doesn't get it?
Oh, heavens. I'd have to...
We don't know. Okay, it's irrelevant. It's not an important question. Okay, good. I don't care.
It could be an important question. I would have to draw the graph out for myself to answer that. Oh, wait a minute. I think it's in the big book of the Talmud, as this we wrote.
I think it's the Keter that doesn't get it, because I think that's because... I don't know why, but I think that might be why. I don't know.
Oh, no, yeah, no, you're right, because it's filled up with 10 Sfirot of all Yishal. Every Sfirah has 10 Sfirot, and it's made up, actually, of the combination of the All Yishal and the All Chozer.
Right.
So since Keter, the Keter of all Yishal, has 10 Sfirot of all Yishal, then there's no All Chozer there. So it's made up of if you draw it out on a graph, it's very easy to see which one gets what.
Okay. I don't think it's something I have to know, but I just wanted to ask. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. No, that's all right.
Okay.
Kashe or Jose. Okay. Dali, you want to read the next one?
I want Kuf Gimo?
Kuf Hei.
Okay, sorry. I had to close everything and start everything. Okay. Okay, but I'm back. Kshaor chuzer the yesod over derech hamalchut meshir shor shob b'malchut v'chen ala ad derech se. Lifichach she sfirat hayesod mekabelet et haor chuzer shelo mi'hamalchut. הנה בהכרח שהאור הזה קיבלה המלכות מקודם זה על ידי הזיווג עם אור אין סוף, ועבר דרך המלכות ובא לספירת היסוד. ונמצא שהאור היסוד נמצא גם במלכות וגם ביסוד. ואם עד זה, דרך זה, בבחינת אור החוזר שמקבל ההוד, שבכרח קנה ממקומו דרך העברה גם במלכות וגם ביסוד. ויש עתה במלכות 3 אורות, וביסוד 2 אורות, ובהוד אור אחד. ועד דרך זה, בבחינת אור חוזר אחרון שקיבל הכתר, שאז כבר נמצא במלכות עשרה אורות, דעשר הספירות, דאור החוזר, וביסוד תשעה אורות, ובהוד שמונה אורות, וכן הלאה עד דרך שנתבאר בעשר ספירות דאור ישר. I understood some of it, some I think I missed. I sort of go ahead, translate. This would be good, maybe I missed it.
And therefore, when Sfirat of Yesod receives this returned light from the Malchut, it of necessity let's start again, I forgot the title. When the Or Chozer of Yesod passes through the Malchut, it leaves its root in the Malchut. Right. Therefore, when the Sfira of Yesod receives this Or Chozer of its own from the Malchut, because it has to have received it from the Malchut, which is prior to it, through the Zivug with the Or Ein Sof, which went through the Malchut, and it comes to the Sfira of Yesod, we find that the light of the Yesod is also to be found also in the Malkut and also in Yesod. Likewise, in the Or Chozer, which Hod receives, which necessarily acquires its place by passing also from the Malkut, through the Malkut and through Yesod. So now we find that in the Malkut there are three lights. In the Yesod there are two lights, and in Hod there is one light, and so on and so forth, until the very last aspect of Or Chozer is received by Keter. And so we find that in the Malkut there are ten lights of ten Svirot of Or Chozer. In the Yesod there is ten lights. Sorry, I'm so sorry. In Yesod, there's nine lights of Or Chozer. In Hod, of eight lights of Or Chozer, and so on and so forth. In exactly the same way we described regarding the ten Sfirot of Or Yeshar.
Does this happen simultaneously, or is it as a sort of a hadraga, or does it happen all at once?
It's not a question of time, because there isn't time in Ruchaniyot, but it's cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Things go by cause and effect. So I don't know. In the higher worlds, I should imagine that it happened pretty well instantaneously. There's nothing to hold things up.
Mm-hmm.
In our world, I find that, you know, from one sentence in Sefer Ma'amarim to the next sentence could take me 5 years. what can I tell you?
Okay, it's just a curious question.
Yeah.
Because it said here, first there's three, then two, then one, and all of a sudden it became ten, you know, and that's what was my question stemming from. Because first he says at first, you know, at the beginning of this section, that it first went, you know, one, and then it became two, and then it became three, and sort of, so I thought, well, all of a sudden it became ten.
Well, it didn't all of a sudden become ten. It went four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Now, that's in spiritual worlds. But in the world that we live in, we don't grow like that. We grow very, very, very slowly, and it's very step by step.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I say, from one sentence to the next in Sefer Ma'amarim could easily take me 5 years. So, which has taken me 5 years. Sometimes I think I'm going backwards and not forwards completely.
Okay.
All right. How are we doing? Yeah, we've still got time. Good. Susan, want to do Kufav?
Sure. Al yedei ha hitkalalut ha or chuzer miderech ha avra nik ba'u eser shirot b'chol svira usvira b'keter yesh teshir shirot d'or yashar v'alef d'or chuzer v'achad d'or chuzer kufav lufikach yotze lanu shiyesh Eser svirot b'chol svira usvira me eser svirot ha'amurot dehainu b'siruf im ha'or ha'chozer. Klomar, she'or ha'malchut ha'mekubal b'chol svira usvira hu ha'mashlim le'eser svirot ki b'keter yesh tesha svirot d'or yashar. Keter Chok Mabina, let's say Chesed Gevur Tiferet Netzach Hod Yisod, U Sfira Achat Deor Chozer Shehi Malchut, Laheuta Ha Mekabelet Ha Achorna Me Eser Sfira Deor Chozer Kanal, Va'al Kain. In lo ela or echad me or chozer.
Through the inclusion of or chozer by passing through each svira, then we now find that there are 10 svirot in every single svira. In Keter, nine svirot of or yashar and one of or chozer. I said it wrong earlier. Nine svirot of or yashar and one of or chozer. Therefore, it follows that there are 10 svirot in every single svira from the 10 svirot that we've said, because it's in combination with the or chozer. That is to say that the or of the malchut, which is received in every single svira, completes 10 svirot. For in Keter, there's 9 svirot of or yashar, Keter chokhmah bina chesed gevurah tiferet netzach hod yesod, and 1 svira, which is or chozer, which is the malchut. Since it is the last of the receivings, one but to receive of the Eser Svirot of Or Chozer. Because Keter, is the last one which receives from the Eser Svirot of Or Chozer, as we said above. Therefore, it's only got one light of Or Chozer. Okay, want to do Kuf Zayin?
Okay. Behochmah, Chet de Or Yashar, Ubet de Or Chozer. Bebina, Zion, Deor Yashar, Vegimel, Deor Chozer, Kuf Zion. Hahochma, Yeshla, Shmona, Svirot, Deor Yashar, Shehen. Hochma, Ubina, Chesed Gevur Tiferet, Netzach Hod Yesod. Ubet Svirot, Meor Chozer, Shehen. Aleph, Helek, Atzma, Shekibla meor chozer shel hamachut. Shehu yesod deor chozer. Veshnia, hi chelek haketer sheavar derech ba. Veshuvla zo mishum shehi malchut deor chozer. Kanal. Vehabina, yeshla sheva orot deor yeshar shehem bina. Chesed Gevur Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod, the Gimel Sfirot Meor Chozer Shehen Hod Yesod Malchut. Hod Mashal Atzma, Yesod Mechalaka Shel HaChochma Sheavar Dracha, Malchut Mechalek HaKeter Sheavar Dracha, Dehainu mebina ulamala kanal.
Okay, this is not as tricky as just the language. It's just difficult to sort out the language. Okay, so let's take this svirah of Chochma. It's got 8 svirah of Or Yashar, which are Chochma and Bina, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Because it's got it itself and all the others which pass through it, okay?
Right.
And it's also got 2 svirot of Or Chozer, because it's got its own, okay, And it's got the one which passes through it. So it's got one aspect of itself, for itself, which it receives from the Or Chozer of the Malkut, which is called Yesod of Or Chozer, okay, because it's the one before the end. And the second one is that aspect of Keter which passes through it. Avashuv lo zaz misham, and doesn't move from there, which is the Malkut of Or Chozer. So it's going to have Yesod of Or Chozer for itself, and it's also going to have the Malkut of Or Chozer on its way up to Keter. Okay, so it's going to have two. It's going to have Yesod and Malkut of Or Chozer. Okay. Bina, okay, that's Chochmah. Bina's got seven Orot of Or Yeshar, which is Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. It's Bina, which is its own, and Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, which passing through, okay? And it's got three Svirot of Or Chozer, which are Hod, which is the one which belongs to her, and the Yesod, which belongs to the Chochmah, which is above it, and the Malkut, which belongs to the one above that, which are passing through.
So actually, it's the one below that, right?
No, above
is
that.
Is it that Or Chozer is coming up?
Yes, it's going from below to above. So right. On its way, it's going from something below to something above.
Right.
Okay, so you've got the three, so it's got Hod, which is the one which belongs to Bina. He's got Yesod, which is the one which belongs to Chochmah of Or Yeshar, which is...
Right, which is below.
No, it's above it. Chochmah is above Bina.
I know, but in your Or Yeshar, it's below because it's closer to the Makor of Or Yeshar.
No, Or Yeshar goes from above to below.
I'm sorry. I thought I meant Or Chozer.
Below. If you do it in your head, you get confused. If you look on a graph, it's dead easy, this. Okay. So on its way, the Or Chozer is going from below to above. Okay. And its language is that Keter is at the bottom. Right. Chochmah is the next one up. Bina is the next one up. Okay.
Okay.
So Hod is lower. Yesod is higher. And Malchut is the highest. Of Or Chozer.
It's the highest because it's closest to the source.
No, it's the furthest from the source. That's why it's called Malchut.
The source of Or.
Of Or Chozer.
Yeah.
Okay, so the source of Or Chozer is Malchut.
Right.
Okay?
I see.
Is the lowest. So Hod is lower. Yesod is one higher, and the Malchut is the highest of them all in the sense of furthest away. It's dead easy on a chart. It's really simple, and it's just when you see it visually, you've got it. It's doing it in words is more complicated. It's just you have to remember the Or Yeshar goes from above to below. The Or Chozer goes from below to above, and the way it's labeled is that it's also called Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, and you've always got to remember which one you're talking about.
Right.
Okay, and like I say, on a chart it's easy. It's not difficult at all. But what it basically says, it's got the Or Chozer which belongs to its level and the two which pass through it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? So that way you end up with three.
Right.
Okay. All right. So that's all he's saying here, really. Okay?
Okay.
Well, we won't be able to finish this section anyhow now, so I think we might as well stop there.
Okay.
If you get a chance to look at, one second, let me just look in my big book and tell you where to find the picture.
We were looking at it yesterday, actually.
It's the shorter
of the two pictures.
Okay. All right.
The first one.
That's all you have to do. You look in the book and you find the picture. Yeah, and it's easy. Once you see it in a picture, it's just so straightforward and clear.
The words.
So it's, and then you just compare it with the written words, and then it's, you know, then you've got the language.
Okay.
All right.
Fantastic.
Super. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, my dears.
Okay. Have a good day and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.